He just took my arm and he twisted behind my back and he popped it.
How does a young girl named Ajane end up injured by an East Orange police officer, remain in custody, and is released to a hospital without charges after 2 hours? In front of the high-tech East Orange police headquarters this past Friday, Amy Hayes, her brother, asked why the case is not being investigated.
We should not let this injustice sustain itself with acts such as these, such as breaking my little sister's arm. I ask the police force to breed more considerate police, police that make us comfortable around our own community.
Right.
How can we have a free America when we can't even walk around and enjoy our day without the police coming around looking at us funny and talking trash to us? I just want justice. That's all I want.
East Orange has long been plagued by poverty and crime. While new police methods brought 4 years ago by then police director Jose Cordero, a former New York City police inspector, seemed to have successfully brought down crime statistics, Ajane's aunt, Darisha Hayes, says she disapproves of a police force that shows little respect for young people.
This doesn't make any sense. Anytime you send your child to school, they should come home safe. Those are the ones that's supposed to be looking after our young people, not terrorizing them or antagonizing them for any reason. He should have been suspended without pay until the further investigation, not still working on the force.
Jail!
Must go!
Jail!
Must go!
Jail!
Under heavy rain, the protesters marched back to a rally in front of City Hall. Esme Parchment, a 65-year-old grandmother, recalled a severe beating by East Orange police suffered a few years ago and said no one is safe.
I live here for 30 years. 7 East Orange police officers came in on my house and they beat me. I got 6 injections in this shoulder before I could use it. I was naked and they stare at me and they laugh at me and then took me to the East Orange General Hospital to say that I was crazy.
Oh my Lord.
Police brutality must stop.
For New Black Panther Party October Carly, the victimization of black people is part of the system and the community is usually left alone to demand its rights.
I say sue the East Orange Police Department, sue Cordero for instilling in the police the mindset that they can stick guns down somebody's throat or they can break a young child's arm or they can just run down on young boys anytime they want to. That's not policing. You want to reduce crime, start with the criminals.
Indeed, Mr. Carley from the NAACP pointed out that East Orange VIPs were notably absent.
Our ministers, our religious leaders, praying for cover when situations like this happen. We have a black administration, black education council. Where are they? What is happening to our children?
But for this member of the community, time has come for a change, and she was there to put the authorities on notice.
So what gives the police the right to put their hands on a 12-year-old child? We won't rest until you are out of here and the rest of your thug homeboys are out of here.
Power to the people.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen in East Orange, New Jersey.